a little bit later on.
Tell the rep that you know it, because of what we're involved in, I had some discussions about late, particularly after our conversation yesterday about Cuban which is the topic you're on now, right? Do you know the people have never heard of such obligation? They know about what the men's obligations are in that area, but you know what? People actually are crying the same black. What are you talking about?
I'm just going classical sources, but I'm very careful. I've told you many times. Minigam Medina is critical. No one should say that their wife should wash their hands and feet.
I said that. They said, what is that? Well, I said that there's a Makor, but of course, that's not what it is. So they say, well, what is it? And the truth is, you know, something out there in the veld, so to speak. No one's ever discussed it because no one knows what we're talking about. When I talk about it, in terms of what we're talking about, no one actually say, what are you talking about? What obligations are you talking about? Well, I said, let's talk in a week, because I'll know more in a week.
As Rashi expresses it, it's almost romantic.
No, but what? How is it, you know, as a ball of us in a community for 30 years, no one knows what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a clue. Mm-hmm. No one's ever talked about it.
You are right.
That side of it, right?
Most people don't realize the woman has to work.
Whatever.
Well, forget about that. This area, how is it that this area never got touched upon? 30 years of all of us.
Can't answer the question.
Why can't you answer the question?
Because apparently the people are assuming that everything is done on the up and up.
Dean Berger told me about a drasha he heard when he was a young married person in Israel of Prospect Park. The Rebbe gets up there on this parsha and talks about the relationship between Abram and Sarah. Yeah. And when Abram welcomes the angels, he's always talking about himself and you and this and that. The only time he mentions Sarah is to be Mamaru.
To be one.
So
whatever.
He goes, in that context, Abram's name is mentioned as opposed to E-E-E. So this guy who was giving the drasha said, you see, that's where he can have his ego and be Abram.
The age in which we live, with so much things are discussed, and everything's written about, and like I'm being Mr. Naive because I said, what's scandal? Because everyone knows everyone's talking about. How is this, which is so fundamental to marital relations, these areas, how have they not been discussed in the last 30 years?
See, my shortcomings in screens is coming very apparent because I went to look up at home. I was trying to find the Me'iri that I said yesterday, where the Me'iri says that apparently, according to some, the fact that the woman is there to help him out in general, not discussing the specifics of the three romantic roles that are found explicitly, Mezika Sakos and Priestess Hasadin, and Bechitos Ponaviot of Aragla, but just the fact that she's standing there and helping him also is Mechaba Al-Baila. Now, it exists because I saw it in the house. Here we go. I found it. Watch this. V'rom elam avin osel dechiba elam afkias atan v'rom hamachavim osel etzal ba'ala u'v'chlal zeh lamod lefnei ba'ala l'shamsho. Here you go. This is the line that I was looking for yesterday. I can't find one line in a big paragraph. Just found it. So the Me'iri is telling us that the reason for that halacha, which is quoted in the Rambam, there's no source. The Rambam there is a source. The source is the Gemara, which we spoke about, where the Gemara tells us. I mean, it's a source by what we call it by implication. The implication is, as we mentioned again yesterday in Shir, the Gemara in Samach Aleph in the base. Let's turn to it again. See it inside. Samach Aleph and Beis, the end of the narrow line, the Tanya. Eino kofa lo lama lefnei ove lo lama lefnei beno. The implication is, the Magad Mishnah writes, that but b'fanav, then she has to, right? Only not in front of his father, not in front of his son. That's the implication. So there's a question that became, is that a proof positive? Well, that may be only a proof positive in the case of an Aniyah, not in the case of an Ashira. As we spoke about yesterday, that's where it comes from, this concept of the Me'iri of being Mechabava. That's what it says. Okay. Now, it's interesting. The Rashi. Rashi talks about these things. Nun tes amud beis. Give a look. Nun tes amud beis.
Well, he goes on to say they have to eat together.
Right, well, this is eating that we spoke about already once before. Yeah. Unfortunately, that was not always the case in some situations. But if you look at Yoshevitz Mekatadra, that's the Rashi, on the Testament based on the Mishnah, what's it say? Arba, she brings in four Shvachos, Yoshevitz Mekatadra. Lo titrach b'shvilo leilech b'shlichus lo hovi lo chepet mibayis la'aliyah. Okay? Seems to be against the Rambam. Because the Rambam said that no matter how many shvachos you bring in, you have to do the mezigas hakos, and that's also a mitah. And, as we just saw, to stand there and help him out for what he needs. So the Mishnah Melech suggests that there's no machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi talking about chepet mibayis la'aliyah. But the Rambam, again, we go back to the Rambam from yesterday. Read it again. The Rambam tells us that she has to stand there and take care of him. Right? That's the Rambam. In Perichov Aleph, what does he say? He says, Omedes u'meshamesh b'fnei bala, kagom, shetitein lo mayim o kli o titlim u'lefon. So the Mishnah Melech suggests it's all food related. She's bringing water, or a cup for his water, or take the cup from the water. A waitress and a bus girl. That's why I use the female form, it's a waiter and bus boy. That's what she has to do. But he would agree with Rashi that to bring some other item that doesn't have to do with food, perhaps there's no such obligation on the part of the woman. Maybe the Mishnah Melech says no machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Perhaps. According to the Magad Mishnah, right, the Rambam holds it's included in Hatzoah Samita. Because remember, the Rambam learned that Hatzoah Samita applies to all the beds. That's what the Rambam says. We'll see soon the different versions. We'll get to it in a few minutes. Rashi over here says in Samach Aleph from an Aleph. Take a look at the Rashi, please. Rashi says, "Ava mozegas lo kos u'matzas lo amita, lifros sadin ulevadin davar she'eno torach." That's only davar she'eno torach. It's called mili dechiba. Right? If she's rich, she doesn't have to stand in front of it. No, that's not chiba. But according to the Miri, there is chiba. That's why the Miri was so important. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that the idea that you need dafka chiba is not necessarily accepted by everybody. Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran is on Chav Dalet or Samach Tes. Chav Dalet on an Aleph, please. The old print or Samach Tes in the new print. Take a look. Okay. Question is as follows. What are the particular responsibilities? What are they based upon? So the Ran says, it's in those of our print, it's the bottom of the first column. Even according to Rav Huna, that she could say, Amy is on his family also. Dr. Bamasi Odeh means a tzemer. I'm a Bashar, Malavas, Ashneer, Sumishna, Sayin, the Gagom. Tochenes, Viofo, Mubashelas, Lo, Kole, Menelach, Kios, Uso, Shabal. Okay, these are not necessarily melachos of chiba. Lam dafka chiba. She has to do it anyway, even if it's not chiba. Still has to do it. And that's what it is. Okay? And as a matter of fact, when the Tur says this is then it's true, he quotes a Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi lists a few things, seven things in the Mishnah, and it says, Hashar eino tzorach limnos. Seven are mentioned in the Mishnah. You don't have to mention the others, because it's obvious. Pshita, she has to take care of him. And we'll see later on, in even the recent Svarim, how this is articulated. And I want to be a bit of a liberal, I'll take it down the road, and say that these obligations are relaxed, as manazeh, when there are other technological advances. I'll explain to you the letter as we go. Okay. We just learned the din that she's not required to take care of his father, to take care of his son, to be over the father. It's like before she already saw. The Ran talks about it as well. The Ran is on Chof Hei, Oman Aleph, on Af Ayin Gimel. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Very important. This is Maisa B'Choyo. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. It's an offering. It's Ayin Gimel Oman Aleph. Ayin Gimel, I should say, Ain, which is the left column. Otherwise, it's Chav Gimel, Chav Peim and Beis, I believe it is. Ain Kof and also Lama Lolefne Ovim Lolefne Benav. So the Gemara. It's Purshi Gemara, Sam Nachalaf and Beis. Says they're on. She'ein smuchen al shulchan o'mairi, which means the household consists of two people, a husband and a wife. And the father comes to visit, his son comes to visit. She's not looking to worry about them. Ilu v'smuchen chayeves. If they're constantly at the table, then she's obligated to take to stand before them and to say, serve them. Why? The mashma, she b'chayeves, the truck with the kol b'nei b'habayis, has smuchen olav. Even if people come from the outside and they move into the house, she's required to get in the house. It's not a modern concept, but that there was in the old times. People just come in and they move in. Not necessarily related by blood. They move in. She's required to get in. So when it says in the Mishnah that he can't force her to stand in front of his father or in front of his son, because they're not residents of the household. It's just waltzed in there. They came for a visit. But if they move in, this is all the time. This is what we call the sandwich generation. Right? Someone's parents, let's say his parents, are not well enough to be about themselves. He wants to bring them to the house. Going to the Ran, once they move into the house, so she has the responsibility to help take care of them. Not a modern concept. But you know, we very believe strongly that whenever a person is able to live at home, whether it be the person's own home or a family member's home, it's far superior than being placed in what they call these days nursing homes. Far superior for simple longevity reasons. We do the studies. Those who live at home live longer. It's a matter of fact.
At home.
At home.
Right.
Live longer than if they put in a nursing home. So the wife will say, I'm not responsible. Go hire someone else to take care of your aging father or mother. According to the Pashup Shah here in this round, no, she has a responsibility to take care of all those who are living in the house. That's what the Ran says. However, despite the fact that the Ran says so, you look up, let's open the Shulchan Aruch. You have always seen the Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to say. Let's take a look and see.
But the Ran picked the items in the Mishnah that she doesn't have to do personally, that she can have a shift to do.
Well, maybe she can, but she has a responsibility to take care of it. Whether it's personal, or someone else can do it.
But the chippa stuff is like personal.
Correct. So let's take a look over here. Watch. In Simen Pei, Sif Dalet, Eino Omedes and Meshamesh and Vitei Ovo of Nebeno, Ramo, V'yesh Omrim Dav Kebein and Smuchan Al Shulchan Bala. That's the Rama you saw a minute ago. So this is on your Marmakobus. If you finished the Marmakobus yet, this is still the thick of it. I can finish so fast. We just have to go piece by piece. This is what the Rambam says. And the Mechaber disagrees. Some of the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber disagrees and says it's just not true. Because the Mechaber did not make this distinction which the Rambam makes. So therefore, it's not simple whether the Mechaber agrees or disagrees. It's interesting, Rambam says. What about a woman who is wealthy? Does she have these obligations or not? Maybe it's only she can provide a shivcha. Take a look. So it has to do with the previous part of Siv Dalet. V'chein kol isha rochetzes lebala ponegar l'viragot v'zozeles osakos ato mita ramon. V'yash omir di b'chuyeves atziya kol mitos habayis. That's the Magad Mishnah. And that's the Ran. Chapei d'rimas l'tzara. So Chapei translates for us, as we saw a minute ago, into Ayin Gimel. We are right now. Okay. Sarah starts on Ayin Beis. Okay? See what it says? The Ran says over here, watch this. The Ran says that she has to do the romantic roles. Okay? Chmila de Chibanin, quotes Rashi. Lo Dami, whoever's bold in our print is Rashi, is from Rashi. The Ran adds words. I don't know if the old print is all the same. The Hassan. So Rashi's up. According to Rashi, two different kinds of matos means. One is the drudgery of making all the beds in the house. One is the romance of placing a sheet on his bed. Aval acher pirshino, the masnisin latia mitos kulon, aval hocha latia mitoso bilvad, uve masnisin lo garsina mitoso bilvad, uve mas right, uve masnisin again, lo garsina umatzas lo, elu umatzas asamita. Hogazin umatzas lo bilvat. The Rambam is shver lo chilek be aniyam lashirim. The cost of the kulam of the shava matzas osamita. Vayelo laharbos be aniyam. Aniyam have greater responsibilities than ashir. Okay, that's not in the Rambam. Okay, so this is what's found over here. Let's take a look now. The Beis Shmuel simin pei sifkot vav. V'chor tamua minole da ashiros mechuyamos atzia kolamitos. Who the help was Michal? Okay, he changed the amazing Kiddush because he got stuck with this kasha. Now goes who shach with Sivov. Do you believe in a transplant? He took the Ramah from Sivdal and moved to Sivov. I do think, but he got stuck with the kasha. Says the Beis Shmuel, Miu b'samach mashakosa v'yesh omer d'afka benu smucha mashulchanu gam ken kasha minor da'ashiros chayavas l'shamish v'anoshim b'smucha mashulchanu. How do you know? Maybe it's only talking about Anios. That we spoke about that in the Magen Mishnah. Okay? Fine. L'chein nireh. There are more because of Cain, L'chidas Aramba, the Sphirle, Matzahs, Amita, the Tanab, and Masnissin, New Testament base, Ubraisa, Samach Aleph, and Aleph, Hakol, Achasi, against Rashi. Against Rashi. It's all one and the same. V'chi come with Ubraisa. Afal gab the Tanab, and Masnissin, she mechneses lo sholosh vokts. Ein matzas, kol makom avu chazal, achar amasnisin the matzas. So the brayso went beyond the Mishnah. Rekatz of Amagid, uve masnisin by the tana matzas amita ayri the chayav and latzia kol amitos. I feel the smuchem al shulchanu, as we just saw in the Ran and the Magid. In Cain, lefiat hakona achar amasnisin in the brayso, chayav and latzia kol amitos. I feel the ashira. Dichnis the shalosh shvachas. That's pshat. That's pshat. That's where Ramal got it from. V'yesh lo v'rayel that v'shas. Tochik sheshem v'mechnis the shtei shvachas enem b'vashelas. Po shara avda. Hayne matzahs mita. V'tema. Po echnis the shivcha v'mkoma. V'tirit. Kami arki parchi mantor. That's the Gemara Samachal. Mashma. Tichayev es patzoas amita l'fnei arki parchi. That's poshe pshat. That's Pasha Pshat. Umizel Nilmod Nami concludes the Ben Shmuel. So Medes Ubishamesh is when they call us Smuchan al Shulchano, the Nilmod Ben Atzah Samito, Moshe Kotel of Rabbah Magin. So therefore, the Ben Shmuel is defending the opinion of the Ramah and its increased responsibilities. Rabbah Osai, that's what he says. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, what are the posts themselves?
Am I understanding that a woman's touch is considered, the woman's touch in
the household.
It's considered very important.
Absolutely. They
the fact
quote,
that she does the bed even though she has housemaid.
Correct. Now they quote.
Realities,
they found, I saw also a post, it's a piske din rabbonim. Then they quote from the big rabbonim. What about the following situation? You have, they quote a ran. We're not going to see everything in the sources. Take a look on the ran rabbon side. Chof chesam adbeis. Chof chesam adbeis in the old print. Is page Pei Beis in the new print. Give a look, please, okay? Pei Beis. What does it say over here? The Eruv Imo. Not only has Eruvin over here. What Eruv Imo? What do we hear about Eruvin now? Because the Gemara discusses this is our next topic, again, after the next sheet. The next topic is taking care of children. But over here it says that till 6 years, Yotze the Eruv Imo. Okay? So, what's the pshat in this? What's the pshat? Until 6 years old, the Ran writes, "V'chad gufa ninu." And the guy be mezonos nami kederach shechayev lozen es ha'ein, kachayev lozen es ha'ben, da'kati b'se'imei shayach v'chad gufa ninu. Again, the context is our next topic. Next, I say after the next sheet about taking care of children, but the phraseology is striking. Chad gufa, a child under the age of six, is like an appendage of his mother. So therefore, Rav Ossai, on this basis, when a woman who's responsible, again, strict halacha, not discussing modern times, to take care of the needs of the house, it includes all children under six. She has to take care of them. She has to take care of them. That's the halacha. She absolutely has to do it. Okay? So we'll see soon that there are details which the post will talk about. Okay? The case happened as follows. A woman marries a man, he has children from a previous marriage, and she knew about it. And they were young. And she tries to take care of them. After a month, she said, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. So the big post, the big machlokas apostle. Many postmen say that she, by marrying him, there's an implicit commitment on her part to take care of the little children in the house, even though they're not her children necessarily, they may be his children. That's what marriage is about. When a family joins, you know, his, hers, and theirs, whatever the case may be, she has the responsibility to take care of the house, included in the house are these small children. So, you know, take a look over here in Simon Ayin Dalet Sif Yud. Take a look. These things happen. You think the halachas, these things come up in Shulchan Aruch. You shouldn't think it's only a matter of fights in the modern world. There are sources for things, Rav Ossai. You have to look up the sources. Most people aren't interested in necessarily seeing the sources, but there are sources, Rav Ossai. Take a look at Simon Ayin Dalet Sif Yud. V'chanish amra, ein ritzonish yavo lebesi avicha v'imcha achecha v'achyosef. I don't want to bring your father or your brother or whatever it is, your mother, into the house. V'eini shochenis ma b'chatzer echad neshem arienli, or matzirin, they give you a hard time. Shom in lo. Ramohit. V'dachta sh'nira lebezdin sh'yesh mamash min v'oreha, sh'em arien lo v'gorman k'tan lebein olam alam. Abba b'la'abachi. Ain't Shomana. The Hamada ain't a Shalala Rakshal Bala. What's going on? It's just his house, the old days anyway. And he can bring his parents or his children in. But no again the whole shall be more isha isha and then one in the toddler imor at his bora they mean his god of the river. Can you imagine what's going on over here? They're putting someone in the house as an observer. Who caused this fight? Is it the wife's fault or is it his parents' fault? And they'll pass the halacha whether the father, the husband has a right to bring his parents in. Wow. But notice what's missing over here. Talks about his father, his mother, his brother, his sister. What's absent? His kids. That implies you can ask a man to ask his brother, his sister, even his father, and mother to go somewhere else, not his kids. There are sources for things. People shouldn't think that this, everything has sources. It's important to know what the sources are. I both say it's very, very important. And we have to try to analyze things very, very carefully. Okay, Rav Ossai? With me so far? Okay. I'm now going to switch gears a little bit and discuss something which is an extraordinarily important halacha lemaisa.
But this concept of young kids, I mean, it's violated even in sometimes the fullness of households.
Unbelievable how it's violated. People do things against halacha all the time. But my job is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Again, adjusted for modern sensibilities, I'm the first to admit it, but the default position was what's found in Shulchan Aruch. We can't forget that.
Would you adjust? Is this something that would adjust? Or is this something...
Yeah, everything is adjustable to some extent, but you have to know what the default position is. It's very, very important.
I don't understand what that means. The Shulchan Aruch adjusted to modern sensibilities.
The Shulchan Aruch, your wife has to wash your hands, face, and feet. Nothing on the side of the page is different. Except there's the one place I call Kibbutz Midah Gamadim. So I don't think you expect your wife to wash your feet. So by bringing someone up to the house, you have to know what you have to mix in a little bit what some of the modern sensibilities are.
But now the wife, I mean,
that's in this area. What about other areas?
With taking care of the kids until they're 6 years old,
right.
Which was, if I go back 40 years ago, was a given.
Right? Today,
it's not.
I spoke for the Neshei Wayu. On Tuesday night, 2 nights ago. And they asked, I got the question in my pocket, how do you have your kids that you're out working most of the day? So my response was, maybe you shouldn't be out working most of the day. People should take care of the children growing up. It's a different kind of a chinuch than if they're being taken care of by a nanny. If you ask a non-Jew to be a babysitter, I said, if you can't do it, you try to find a Yiddish imamah to do it. But if you can't, there's no alternatives. You live in a difficult society. You're not stretched either because of financial reasons or because they have one pursue careers. I'm sensitive to some of these things, but at the same time, it's important to know where we're starting from. The full position is what it says in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, again with some adjustments. I want to show you now, Rav Ossai, something very, very important.
But it's something that's proven wrong in practice. I mean, the fact that the mother's not there.
It definitely has an impact on the children. Absolutely. All the studies show the same thing. They're not from the Torah perspective. From the general secular perspective, there's no one better to bring up the children than their own mother. It was true in the Bible, biblical times. It's true in 2014. It's true. Studies show it. So people have to make choices in life. You have to make choices. These are the most difficult choices. I believe the proper choice, certainly a proper choice, probably even the proper choice, women should stay home, take care of their children until they go to their off in school. Can they really? Okay. That's how my children grew up. And that's how, Baruch Hashem, most of my grandchildren, I think it's not all my grandchildren are growing up. Despite
today it's exception. It's not the opposite.
Okay, so we're the exception. My wife did not work all the years. My daughters, just about, two are not working, one is just a little bit. And my daughters-in-law are basically almost all not working, taking care of the children. And I'm proud of it. And I'm an exception. I think my children got it from their mother. She made a choice, a decision, which we don't regret it in the slightest. She said, you know, so she didn't become a career woman, and she, you know, no fast tracks, no glory, you know, nothing. She raised a family. Remember, she's that children, which I think I told you about more than once, which that's the most important thing for a Jewish woman. It's so not, show it to you, it's so not modern. But we have to sometimes, you know, shake our heads and look at the classical Svarim, including Svarim of the Gedolim of this generation, who knew what the generation was about, and at the same time, they made their opinions very clear. There's a classic tshuva, has many parts of it that are classic, but you know, this is not going to be the whole tshuva, but this is one of the lines in this classic tshuva. And it goes against the sensibilities of the late 70s when it was written, if I'm not mistaken. See you soon. It's called the Young Israel of Brooklyn. He was a rabbi there. 76. Bar-Ilan took out the Yiddish. He called it the Women's Liberation. That's what it was called in 1976. And some are davening with a talis. And you wonder what I think about this. Because why are they davening with a talis? Women's liberty, is that with a talis?
Do they get married?
It's another discussion. He said the first thing Nikir Amun is, you can't change anything. Can't? You can add chumras, can't change a thing. The Torah Patim is Mangarama, they're Patim forever. That we don't understand, but there's some simple children. Why? Most women alei mutal gidul hayaladin vayalados. Here's the key line: she melacha hayoser chashuva l'Hashem yisbarach l'Torah. How do you like that? But Moshe's not afraid to say that the most important thing that a woman can do is to raise her sons and daughters. Moshe finally said it. It's true today too.
Yeah, but he's not giving the source that says the Torah says.
Rav Moshe is a source. He is a primary source. Okay, we'll go further than that. And here's his famous part. This is the way it is throughout nature, even with respect to the animal kingdom. He has to write the same thing over here. And therefore, the part, even if you can give your children over to some other people, Kimimimdina Seinu, the Ten Torah does not change, not a Rabban, not Lo Toel Shum Milchama. All these battles, women are not going to help. Ki ein shem koach l'shanat hafilim heskem kol ha'olam kulo shem davar. V'anoshim shem es'akshos v'rotzos l'lchom l'shanos, they want to have an obligation of talis, hen v'chashivas kofros v'torosh. Rav Moshe was not known as, you know, for the big kanoim, he was very mild-mannered, those who knew him were a gentleman. But here, and this is, if it was true in 76, how much true is now almost 40 years later? It's even more true.
Yeah, it's a foregone conclusion.
So, but I'm still living around. I'm still a Talmud Rav Moshe. And by the way, my Rebbe did the same thing. I'm still the same exact thing. The same thing. Same exact thing. And he writes over here. This is what my Rebbe emphasized all the time. Look. If someone is putting on a talis mitzat top Torah Musa, Hashem is well about Torah, complaining why there's no chiyuv on Zman Gerumis, ain't a mas mitzvah klal, mas iser, iser kfira, choshev shashach is a chiluf, but then Torah, you also scam a mas shachomer. Do you believe that? Rav Moshe, straight up. And you should know that women are not in a lower level of Kedusha for men just because they have fewer mitzvahs. No, not at all. Everything is found in the Kabbalah Satorah, which starts with the women before the men. Kedoshim applies to the men. Hashem Kedushan are the same as the men. It's a kula, me'ezatami Hashem, to be makel on them, to partner them from Zman Gerumah. Lola sad gayusa chas v'shalom. And the chiyuv in our topic, chiyuv ben ish l'ishto, is the chiyuv common ish l'ishto, ish l'bala, b'loshim chiluk. And we have women who are nevios. And there's nothing wrong with the fact that they put them as mango. You have to explain to them in Boston in 76, this is the way to go, the da. Not to change W, and how you start the dosha. Now, Rav Moshe's Shiva from 76 should be mandatory reading on a daily basis in 2014. Because they're at the ramp and they're trying to bang down the bread, all the walls and change all the minhagim. No? Say no? Okay. Rav Moshe. Let me stop right with this other topic I wanted to talk about today. We spoke about the content of Yotzi V'Yitek Suv. The Lashon was in Apsam of Gimel of Adal. And the question is, what does it actually mean? What does it mean, Yotzi V'Yitek Suv? Okay? What does it mean? So there's a Gemara of Osai on Ayin Zion, which we already saw last time. Let's see it again. Ayin Zion of Adal. The Gemara is as follows. On Ayin Zayin Amun Al. The end of the narrow line, of the medium sized line. Amy Zon, Mehdi Mepharnes, Yotzi V'Yitek Suv. Right? What does Shmuel say? No. Ah, Shekofen Oso Lahotzi, Yechafu Lozum. Rav, end of the door, Nachash B'Kfifa. Okay? So my whole is Rav and Shmuel. He says, I'm not going to feed you. Shmuel says, go after his money. And Rav said, I can't live like that. Force him to divorce her. Okay? Look at the Tosfos of Ayin Amun Aleph. Yotzi V'Yitek Suv. Nira Lari. The Bechol Hanach, the Chatani, the Masnis, and Yotzi. Whenever it says the words, Yotzi V'Yitek Suv. Whenever that phrase appears, those three words, Yotzi V'Yitek Suv. It appears many places in Shas, and try to do a search. What does it mean? Hayin L'Shel Kofen also. Force him. The Kevin is a colloquial in Ovid, Kofen also. He quotes the case of the Gemara in the Sefer Yevamos. And then he quotes the Gemara in Ayin Zayin. In the last line, narrow line. V'lech alameh ma dekfiyah, the Hosam b'mili, v'lo b'shoti, choda, as the Gemara says in Ayin Zayin, d'bidvarim lo yivosar evin. Words, what, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never harm me. Words are not going to work. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Rashi, the Tosfos didn't make it up. It's a direct quotation from the Gemara of Osai, out of Ayin Zayin of an Aleph. A direct quotation, the last line. Haba Mili Abishoti. Mili? But Rolling Ground 7. Haba Abishoti. So words are not, you can't say, oh, it means words, because the words don't accomplish anything. Finish. This is the opinion of the Reed.
He says you can't use a stick. The implication is only words, right?
No, so
words don't work. Can't use a stick.
So you have to use a stick. Whenever it says kofin, yoti, it must be the stick because words are not going to work. That's the push down the one of Ayin Zayin. No, it says, Belekel Ameima. You cannot say, the kfir, the hasim, the mili, below
Bishoti.
Oh my
God. Can't. Oh my God.
You leave out Belekel Ameima. Okay. Let's look at the end of the Tosfos now. But look at the end of the Tosfos. The end. The long Tosfos, we're skipping most of it. The end. Watch this. Okay. This is the Rishon. It's about the eighth or seventh wide line. Rabbeinu Chananel, Heimim mi Rishon. They call Hanach Yotzi de Masnisin Ein Kofin. The opposite of the Rishon. V'ach Yisosam, Rabbi Shmuel, And ma'as nala lepsulos. What does psulos mean? He marries a woman that is not permitted to marry. Mamzeres, who knows what. So yeah, then you're forced. Omer shmuch tanina amadar sishto milehonosbo. Shamanu shemotzi. Shamanu shekofin. That's what, remember, we're going on our Mishnah. Hamadir, yod nixuba. According to the Babli, Tosa says it must mean that you force him. That's how you don't shout ayin zayin. And according to Yerushalmi, no, you can't force him. Upasak rach misham, shema mesh ein kofin ela hecha shemeforesh behedya, kofin. With that word. Abel hecha din omer rabon yotzi, omlok for chivucha chachalom lotzi. The no totzi, ooh, here's a threat. Mutta the cross to Abayana. We'll call you a sinner. Abel chfoso lo. Aile kamon, nami oma, eni domeni mefarnes. Lurach karsina behedya, kofanoso viyoti tenksuba. Ah. The Rav doesn't argue with the din. He argues with the girsa. Because the din is, if you don't treat your wife, he force you. But only because he has the girsa there, kofin v'yitin ksuba. Okay, change the girsa. Change the girsa. But the other cases, besides that case, you would not say that you can force them with a whip. The Re is probably right. Ella the Rishalmi kasavar, the last three lines. The Shayach Fila b'mili. Yerushalmi had rose-colored glasses. They lived in Jerusalem. You can force someone with words to do what he has to do up here. The body, you know, the tough gullus, they know it's just not true. Avol didan de kaimala de bedvali rosa evit. Akar ayv shoti kaim lashon yotzi mashmal kviya. And it's no mili. Hecha di osla of avla. Said the bottom line of Tosis. Mamil ein lochum shemadam legarish v'lasos masem achadim saraya berura. Darmina to get Musa be Yisrael shlokadin puzzle, be the hatter eshes ishmi suffek. So Tosus at the end of the day says, although strictly speaking the Ri is right, and all these cases in the Mishnah Nafayin etc., which is really forcing, we're afraid to do it. We're afraid of get Musa. Okay, we're afraid. So this is called the halacha, this fear.
In Yerushalmi, you still had legal compulsion. I mean, there was during various times they were the authority.
Yeah, they were the authority, but they couldn't, if they wouldn't exercise their authority but with force, so then it was just, we were just left with a very difficult situation, because they wouldn't force him. We were just trying to convince him, play on his guilty conscience, things of this nature. So the Torah talks about over here in Simon Kuflan Dalit. Very serious question. When do we say you force, when you don't force? Rach kosav the chazara. Kol hecha damar abani yotzi niksuva en kofanos alahotzi ala omelok kvachi ruchacham alahotzi lo totzi buzl kol avion. Posa b'sholtem lo. Im lo shem afurish rosh kofanos alahotzi. Kona nosi b'aveira. V'ha'oma egiz on egin mefais. Again, the rach adagirsa, which we don't have enough enzyme. V'kosav adoni yovizal, the rosh. V'kev adika plukta deravosa. Roy lahachmir shlolochov b'sholtem kidei shlo yegen me'usim. This is what it says over here. And of course, since it says this, we understand very well.
We
probably do hold that way. Let's take a look at this in the Beis Yosef when he comments on this statement. Here we go. Rabbi Nachananel, Kosav Adoni Abizal Gam Ze Shom, and that the Rosh has this distinction. It's coming from Masechta Yevamos, and he says Halacha L'Maisa, right? We're afraid to do it. Let's see what the Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's go out of the tour back to the Shulchan to the Rambam. See what it says. Halacha L'Maisa Mamash. All the cases. The only thing do we force? Don't we force? The answer is going to be, I'm telling you in advance, there's going to be no. Despite what Tosafot says, that strictly speaking, it should be okay. We're afraid of getting Musa. Question number comes,
so
why is the Rosh so parva in his Lashon? He says, Roy Lahachmir. You should have spoken the rice of the Chumir. Question of Amzeris, why are they only saying Roy Lahachmir? Look at this. Rambam. Kevin, you can put it in the Ravosa. Roy lahachmer. The Rosh is lashon the verbatim. Shelo locha pishotin. Shelo yeaget meusim. What do you mean roy lahachmer? It's an understatement. Chayavim lahachmer. Otherwise, we have a shava of a mamzeres going over here. So there are only two interpretations of Rosh. One says that the ikir adin be pasuk like the Rif and the Rambam and the Ri. The yotim is your force. It's just a chumra. That's it. It's a chumra. The lashon of the Tosfos Shanz is quote: Miu ein lasos din lochuf the gen musa be yisrosh lo gadin pasul and in sinu matir neshes misafin. In other words, it's just a chumra. But miu ein demi paskin you can't. But all Klal Yisrael accepts the chumra. It's interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has the following discussion. Whenever you force someone, you don't just force him. You force him to say Rotsani. That's not famous, going Rotsani. So he wants to know if it's a suffix, Rabosai, the get should certainly be good. Why? Because if the din is that you force him, so he said Rotsani. If the din is that you don't force him, and he doesn't really want it, therefore, it's Dvarim Shibalevenim Dvarim. Normally, we say, if you would hit someone to give a get, it's Rama Shabu Libo, Belev, Kol Adam, he doesn't really want it. But what's the suffix, whether you force him or not? So then, according to one 50% chance, you're allowed to force him. So when he says Rotani, his potential differing opinion in his heart should be Rama Shabu Lev, Enum Dvarim. He gives two answers. One, you're right. The fear is, since in Shas Bavli, there's no Raya Brura, we're afraid that in 5 years from now, someone's going to wake up with a Raya Brewer from Shas L'Chumra, and therefore it'll turn out it was illicit what we did, and therefore the get will become nullified to my friend. Cold man to suffer, the get's going to be good. That's the first practice of L'Chumra. Second, the get is 1,000% kosher, as Rabbi Sulchan said, Vrom Shebelev Einem Dvorin. Nonetheless, Rabbi Osai, we try not to hit someone or threaten someone when it's not appropriate. And therefore, since this is that little latest of suffering, then maybe we should not be kofin. So Bezin shouldn't do it. This would explain much better the words Roar Lahachmir. It's only a chumra. As far as the get, there's nothing to worry about. It's going to be kosher no matter what. It's only a matter of proper Bezin protocol. Okay? Just want to tell you, those are the two pshat that I want to give you in the Ritz of Kochan.
Fatur seemed to have said, Makalmakam. Nafek lo mamono, which is an interesting power.
The tour we just saw before?
Yeah.
See it again? See it again? Yeah. Let's see it again. The rach. Where do you see the mamono?
It was a little bit further.
Further or higher?
No, down.
Down is a seder again. It's a totally different thing. Or somewhere else, maybe. We got to. We will discuss later. Mamon is a kind of a kfir, which is also illicit. To force someone with money, still money going to get, is also no good. Yeah. You can't. We take this very seriously. On both sides, we're getting a little bit towards the end of the Ma'amakom sheet, gradually, and we're trying to chazal whenever we can, because the people are a little bit absent these days. But we have to now tackle the part that we haven't even gotten to yet. It has to do with the sugya toward the very end. The Rif Chavav and Beis. Let's start that now, Rabbi Osai. And we'll go slowly. Again, we have many things left in this Marmakom sheet still, but I want at least to make a haschala in the last few lines. And we're going to go, again, it'll take us a while to the next sheet, but it's going to be coming attractions. But first, we're going to finish this sheet. It'll take us a few days. Then we'll have one more sheet with Hashem and Ishto, and then I want to talk about parents to children, especially father to son's child support, which is a very important issue with Zman Hazeh. Let's take a look. The Rif is Chav Vav Amid Beis. Okay, this is found in the Ma'am Kavu sheet. Chav Vav Amid Beis. Please open up to the Rif. Oh, if you have the R Gemara, it's Ayin Vav, excuse me. Ayin Vav in the New Gemaras, the Chav Vav Amid Beis in the Old Gemaras. Moredes Mimai, you already saw the Gemara. Son of Gimel. Rav Huna ma mitashmish, aval mimalacha lo, havi maredes. Rav Yosef Baruch Hanina, omar, af mimalacha, havi maredes. Okay, that's a machlokes. Says the Rif, the hilchos the Rav Huna, the omar amina lekamon, what did I want to say? Only for tashmish. Why? And Sabbath Gilad Beis. This is something we're going to learn probably next semester. I'm going to get to this. This is the whole problem of forced compelling divorces. Hechidami Moredes, Amar Ameimar. The Amar Beninale. I very much would like to physically live with this man, but if it's Arnale, out of spite, I'm not going to do it. A spiteful woman. Then he forced him to force them. Well, that's the Moredes. Shmamina, the Mitashmi Shavi Moredes. Rav Huna? That's the Rif's Raya. That Moredes, the stub of the Gemara on Amud Beis, uses this example. That's what it means. Fine. Is that really true? Not necessarily. You know, those who pass him the other way around. Who passed the Gavros Rav Chanina? Okay. It's interesting. Rav Huna may be Lishitoso. Why? Let's go back to the Tosis on the Psalm of Kinlam and Aleph. Keep one hand. Please keep one hand here in the Rif. We're coming right back. It'll be like this chazah we told we saw already weeks ago. Tosis Psalm of Gimel and Aleph. Give a look, please. Psalm of Gimel and Aleph. Tosis on Rav Huna and Mitashmish. What does Tosis say over here? Avim Melachol Havim Moredes. Rav Huna L'Tamei. The Yom Eliel. Yechol Isha Shetom L'Bala. Ain't it his own? It's V'Ain't he also? Rav Yosef Rechanina, who says what? The Moredes in Melacha. Savakirish Lakish. Period. This is what Tosa says. It's Haba Hatalia. Fine. Now, according to Yosef Rechanina, who says that she is Moredes in Melacha, the question, of course, becomes why we give her status as Moredes? Just force her to do what she's required to do. It could be kofu. We saw that yesterday after the Chesed Beis. The answer is, we know the answer. Right? Take a look at the last words of Tosfos, the very last words. He says, "What's the problem?" Hayachal chufal ma'aser mishlokish. Yeshloma came and they arose to lasal adikfia chashiva moredes upoksin the ein adam dorim nachash bikfi v'achas. You have to force her to do what she has to do. Ridiculous. No? She's considered a Moredes. You start taking away from her Ksu. Fine? Good. Now, this is found in Shulchan Aruch as well. There are those who say, that we pass the Malacha. Moredes is Tashmish. When it comes to Malacha, we'll actually force her. Because we pass him like Rav Huna. In other words, even there are malachas that we do force. So this is what Tosfos says. The six lines of Tosfos. Velech lemeimah dekasav Rav Huna damas sheyachol shetama lebala veredes mimalachat haynu mizigas kolos atzos avita achaz as ponav el veraglam. That you can't say. Why? Because it's a textual proof. Because it goes on the Mishnah. That's not found in the Mishnah. Okay, we spoke about this before. Now, what about the other step? The other malachas. The household chores. The household chores. Okay? Take a look over here. The last narrow line. V'havi amrina v'chi amra in his honest and he also l'mafkaz atzim ala me'asiyas tzemer sh'u'ikim as yadel av ashar malach on the tochelet v'yofa avda, then we could say good shot. Have a mati shapa sover avun k'ravuna. Tole k'ravuna that she could say Amy's honest on her wool but not on her grinding and her cooking and her baking and her laundering. And he quotes the Gemara after the test, meeted the kites, the Shamalophas, not Kitsusa. But Tosa said, Abel Ainir! Tosa says it's wrong. Tosa says it's wrong. If it'll be right, so Tosa conceded another Shita. That she could say, Haran. The Ran knows exactly the huge Tosa rejects. The Ran accepts. And as a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, you have Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Shulchan Aruch suggests. Simon Pei, Siftes Vav. This Chazor, Chazor over here. All the things we've seen already. Simon Pei, Siftes Vav. Please open up if you don't mind. Siman Pei, Siftes Vav. Watch this. V'yesh Omrin, Ramot, Afilu Bo'meres, Ein Zon Tzeniosa, Shvichol Lassus Tzorchei Abayis. Ulezeh, Kofin Osa, Afal Pi Shein and Nizonis. It's Yosef, Rambam, Ran. This is the Mahalach Tosus rejected. But it's a very neat Mahalach. Very neat Mahalach. And actually, the Ravid says so. Now, let's turn back about say to open to where we left off. I asked to see the last, the Ran, the Ravid, the Ramban, all on that riff. We're not going to see every last word, but it's very important. Take a look at the Ravid. Okay, the Ravid says, again, the Ravid is page called Vav Amud Aleph. The Ravid by Yosef is on page Ayin Vav. Okay. Which is exactly the same thing as we just saw, that Ein Nizonis, Ein Nizonis, only about Tzemer, Av Mishar Melochas, she chayeves, she's obviously going to be chayev and other Melochas. That's what it says. Okay? Fine. That's what it says. Even Rav Huna says this word. She's chayav. That's what the Ran said. That's what you saw Yeshua and the Ramah said that way. Question. So what? Is she a Moretus? Is she a Moretus therefore? The Ramban says no. The Ramban says it's true. It's true, Rav Osai, that she has to do this Melachos. That is true. But not everything that you do and you don't do puts you in the status of Moredes. Moredes is a specific, limited, halachic category. Okay? It's a halachic category. Let's take a look at Rabosai. The Ramban said it. Take a look. Ramban in the Sefer Aschus. Here it's printed on page I and Zion and our print. I think it's Chavam and Beis. This is the Sefer Eschus is the Ramban's work where he defends the Rif against the Ravid. It's much more deferential. The Melchemes Hashem, the war, where he defends the Rif against the Balamor. There he's not deferential. He takes no prisoners over there. It's a war, literally a war. Okay? So what does it say over here, Moshe? What does it say? This is Thomas. The Hani Malachas Domish of a moment, Shechivu also Chachamim Eitzel Abal, Ve'enon Mitnoi Ishus, Shalo Yehavet Hashlumin Ala Mishalemis, Masha Lekin Kol Domish of a moment, Shrei Mechnisa Lo Shvapas Hoshavas Bekatadra. In other words, Moredis means she rebels against her wifely duties. This is a monetary responsibility. You don't have a status of Moredis. So yes, yes, Moredes mitashmish, that's a wifely responsibility, a definition. But over here, not. Over here, not. You're not going to take off from Rav Ksuba. Okay?
Not when you discount Rav Ksuba.
We're not going to do it. It's just a matter of whether you can force her, maybe you can put her in Cherim. Epshabez and the Shamtin Olea, Shatasikidin, Mandalo Tai Sadina. Some we say, that's it, finished. This is what it says over here in the Ramban, a very important Nakuda. Not everybody that doesn't do what he or she's supposed to do, it's called a Morede Moredes. It's a term of art. It's limited. It's limited. And he claims that if she won't work in wool, no one says she's Moredes. The whole machloka between Rav Huna Rav Yosef Rechanina is only in Shar Malachas. Rav Huna, she's not a Moredes. You can force her with a whip to do this work, to work on the wool, right? And the truth is that since we can force her to do that, why should we give a status to Moredes? Ah, you want to know. So if the husband's not supporting his wife, why is he considered to be in the category of Moret? Just force him to give her the food, right? Take a look, Rabosa.
He says the stick is labor and
power. We'll get to that a little later, too.
Wow.
Yeah? He says like this. That a woman can't be in a situation where her daily sustenance is dependent upon the whim of this rebellious husband. That's not an acceptable situation. In other words, if she won't do his household stuff, no. Mela, she's put her chayrim, whatever we'll do, but she's not, does not have a status of moredis. But if he won't give her food, so then she's her very life, not today, her very life is hanging on this. The next day of being alive in this world is not guaranteed. So that's no way to live. That's why he's considered to be a moredis. But the Rambam is in his chidushin, as you can't see it in the Sefer Asos, it's in his chidushin. Watch this. Look at the Ramban, Chidushi Ramban. He wants to know, if she doesn't do the work, let's take a look. Let's read the whole thing from the beginning. Where's Akhmalov? Pirish. Omra any mechabeses, any mevashels. I'm not going to do your laundry. I'm not going to cook for you. What's a man to do? Who's doing the laundry, doing the cooking? And then the six malachas. If he rebels,
She'll starve to death. She'll go to Bezdin. I'm starving. They'll hit the liver. They'll force. That's ridiculous. That's no way to live. Can't live that way.
Avol kan, efshar lechofel b'shot and last of Allah. We'll force it with a whip. The Ramban says against the rabbi. Bez will take a whip, force it to cook and to do the laundry. I'm this batla chichafur. Let's look up. We'll wear dirty clothes. We'll eat uncooked food. How do you like that? So there are other ways of handling it. He won't not be on the tashmish and mizono such a tazaba. Other ways of handling it. Okay, but the girl's gonna starve to death. There's an imbalance. The Ramban is the first person to emphasize on both sides. This imbalance. It's true, the Ran himself says something very, very similar. But this is all important to understand these critical ideas. Fine. Oh. We saw in the Ramah, we'll see it again, that if she is not doing what she's supposed to do, we just saw the Ramban said it. What's he going to do? He won't support her, right? He will not give him his onus. So she does his laundry and does his cooking. The Ramo quotes this. And Simon Pei, he just came from there, let's see it again. Sif Tezlo. What does it say? Kol isha shetibna milasas malachas malachas ichravas asot kofas lasas. Ramon, ve'eino zono achetase, v'chein bezin v'shamten also. We just saw this. We saw this in the Ramban here, and we saw it in the Ramban in Sefer Schus. Once he mentioned about chayim, once he mentioned about not supporting him, both are found in the Ramon beferish over here. Beferish question of both sides. The fact that he doesn't support her, it means he's putting from supporting her. Or it's just a means of forcing her back to work. It's a lumpish shayla. The Ramah says four words. Ve'eino zana ad shetase. Is the pshat his putter? No, he's really chayav, but it's just leverage. It's a crowbar. Which is it? The pshat is that he's chayav. It's a means of compelling her to do what? She should be doing. That's what we just saw over here. Right?
Efshar l'chofa. How? L'mnoa mizon aser. Asher tamzeba. Not that he's potter, he's chayav, but he's not doing what he's supposed to do to force her to do what she's supposed to do. However, there are some who claim that in the situation of eini nizonis v'eini osa, which he could say that with respect to tzemer, at least, so then he's pup. He's pup. It's kind of an interesting thing. If she refuses to make the wool, he's pup from his own. It's quid pro quo. If she refuses to cook or to do the laundry, he's chayav. He's not paying. He's not giving her the food from his own. Only as a means, an instrument to compel her to do what she's required to do. Fascinating. Wow. If on the other hand you say that any nizonis and any osa like Tosa and the Sama Gimel potters you from all the malachas, everything except for the romantic roles, that's the Tosa's concluding Sama Gimel. So all the malachas are tachas mizonos. So then, if she won't do her malachas, he's in fact potter from his obligation, the same as he's potter from his obligation with respect to Tzemer, as we said earlier. Fascinating. Between these two understandings. The idea of putting her in Cheirim, right? The Rambam says so explicitly. Ken Bez in the Shaptin, quotes from the Ramban. Right? We just saw the Ramban. The Ramban said it. The Ran also said it. Put her in Cheirim. Does everyone agree to this? We already saw that the Raivet said you can't hit a woman. It's quoted by the Rambam. What about putting a woman in Cheirim? Is that also unseemly? Not according to the Rambam. What's the difference? To hit her with the Rambam said you can hit her too. We saw it. Kofan also. Rambam can hit her. Rambam, you know, can I be a little bit outrageous? Rambam is an egalitarian. If you hit a man, you hit a woman. Don't put me on a pedestal. It's the new bar. Don't put me on a pedestal. Okay, we'll put them on the whipping block, not on a pedestal. That's the Ramban sheet. The Ravid, the old fundamentalist gentleman, chivalrous, said you can't hit a woman. But he never said you can't put her in Cheirim. But the Ritva, when he quotes it, goes even further than the Ravid as we have it. You see, look over here. These are all important primary sources. This is a Ritva, this is a Rishonim. Every word they say is so critical. When Ritva quotes from the Ravid, watch this. Oh. Weakness is shown. You can't find things quickly on screens. Where is it? Where's the writing? I saw one writing. That wasn't what I was looking for. He says in the middle, in this discussion, he says that not only can you not hit a woman, you can't put her in a cherem even. Flush the Ritva. In b'sholta b'shamta itza lav bas hochiyu. As the Ravid said. The Ravid never said that. The Ravid said, you can't hit her. We saw that. But never said you can't put her in a cherem. Again, I'm not finding it here, but it's somewhere you'll get your Ritva, you'll see it. Sorry, take it from me. It's there. Okay? That's an interesting story. It's take a look over here in the Chelkos Machokek, here in Simon Pei, Sivkot Lechov Vov. V'chein bez m'shamten also. Watch, they put her in Cheirim. Ein ha'pirish shemoneh v'menem v'zonot v'gah m'shamten also. The Ramo said, ein ha'zonot v'shetasa v'chein bez m'shamten. No, you don't do both. The me'acha she'en ha'zonot, once he's not supporting her, haray ha'rishus v'yod alam eni also. So you can't put her in Cheirim anymore. One or the other. Elamari im eno rotz l'am v'zonot. He wants to give her the money. He doesn't want her to
He wants his son to survive, and he therefore has to support his wife as a nursing mother. Parashus be other than Nadas also, one or the other. But he's still not a Meredes. We pass him, he's only Mitash Lomim Loch. Adkan, Chelkas Mechokek, Sivkotan, Chavot. Very important. So one or the other, not both. Who forces her? Bezdin, of course. Bezdin, because she violates takanas v'chamim. But what happens, Rabbi Osai, if she is simply not doing what she's supposed to do? We're not worried about takanas. We're worried about her personal obligation to him. So we already saw the Torah in Sam of Gimel. Let's see the quote of Baba Kama Dav Ches. That a person could take the law into his own hands. So the Rambam said, Kofin, plural, which means Bezdin, against the Marashal. But the Tosafot said, Kofeh, because it's based in Baba Kama Chav Ches. It's not a modern concept, that's what it says. Okay. Fine. Now, what happens? The woman says, Eini Osa. Look what the Rambam says. Kol zeh ba'omeres eini osa v'nizonis. She wants the best in the world. Kavakeni needed too. She says, I'm not working and I want to be fed. That's called a woman who we can force her to out of that position. Av omeres eini nizonis v'eini osa. Her should be other. Okay? Klar. Okay? In other words, Rabosai, you have to say, it's Iran, it's a Mefurash Iran, that's quoted over here. Okay, the details are... Okay, it's important to understand. Keep this in mind. Does anyone argue with this Iran? Some suggest that Tosus argued with Iran. But they didn't. Tosus bothered with the question, Rabbi Osai Samachil, we saw the Tosus a few minutes ago. How do you have Moredes from Malacha? She can always say that it's me also. Here's a perfect terrorist quote in Iran. She says, Eini Osa Vanin is honest. I want to have this. Why did Tosus give that suggestion? So the Bach suggests that Tosus argues on the run, and some say Tosus does not argue on the run, and some say that the run will agree that if she didn't do anything, that it's part of him giving her mizonis. According to Tosus, she's Ptura, Pashup Shah from doing, if he's not supporting it, she's Ptura from taking care of the house. And if the Rabbanim say this man is there, the Machlok is toasting the Ran, she doesn't have to do anything. If he's not giving him his onus, she doesn't have to do anything. Finished. But what about taking care of the children? Again, it's our next topic. Here, the father has to take care of his own children. Forget about his dealing with her. He has to take care of his kids. Can't help it. Maybe she's Petura, taking care of the kids. And if she's Petura, he, the father, is Chayev. So therefore, on the contrary, in other words, she's not required to do anything if he's not supporting him. And therefore, he has to take money out of his pocket to support his kids. Because she'll say, I'm not required to do it, because I'm also mechaveru belocha olav arayim. You're not supporting me. And therefore, he has to pay money, Bezdin will force him money to take care of the children. That's what it said. Fascinating. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Osai, let's analyze a little further in the sugya before talking a little about the parasha Shavua. A little bit. We spoke a little bit before about the idea of kofin, when and if you can force someone, right? It's something remarkable. What about a situation of a woman who was a suffek grusha? Kohen is not an automatic Grusha, right? We all know that. Right? Any Kohen in the room? Kohen can't marry a Grusha. So the Rambam is, what happens if a Kohen married a Grusha? Ain master lipsulos, no question about it. You're forced to divorce her. That's no doubt. That's the one case where you're forced to divorce. No problem. Mefurish gemara. What about a situation, Rabbi Osai, of a woman, we're not sure she's a Grusha now. We're not sure if the Kohen is allowed to be married to her now. But a Grusha is a daraisa. He's a daraisa, you have to make sure they don't stay together. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Isurei Bia as follows. Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Watch this. Kohen Shenasa Safek Grusha Makenos Makas Mardis Umosi Beget. Question. What if you made a mistake? We're transparent. We're not claiming for sure she's a Grusha. We're not sure. 50-50. So you hit him and he gives a get. What if she's not a Grusha? Let the get be puzzled. That's what we spoke about. That's the toast on that iron. When you're in doubt, can you force a get? Why are you allowed to force over here? So the first one says as follows. Halacha l'maisa. A man who's involved in a suffix d'oraisa, the din is l'chumra, and is required to divorce her. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that she's really not a Grusha, doesn't matter. We don't know. Bezin doesn't know. We can't even vire it. So right now the get is kosher, even if it turns out she's not a Grusha. How do you like that? So here too, Rabbi Osai. Most poskim hold Yot Yivit and Ksuba means Kfiya B'Shot. What'll happen? Maybe the Rock is right. With Yerushalmi, that you don't use Shotim, the get's going to be kosher anyway. Why? Because Al Pi Din, the Pesach Halacha L'Maaseh is Kofin. Even though it's a minority view, it's the get of Tzuchonim. Tzuchonim said the reason why we don't wear the Hachmir, because maybe someday in a year from now they'll be arrived from Shas that the Rock is right. Because we're saying that wouldn't matter! Right now, today's date, there's no Ryan Shas, the Pesach that you can force a divorce. Or, we can make another distinction, I both say. Another distinction. Listen carefully. There could be a case where we're not even sure that he's chayav to divorce. Take a look at both in the Mordechai, Siman Reish Aleph. Please turn. The Mordechai Siman Reish Aleph. What does it say? Kosa Rav Yom. The phrase is four lines. Av agav de nichpe legabe isha mum havi. A woman with never epilepsy. It's called symptom of the woman. It's an explicit expression. We're going to get to these things later. We learn these in Yom about when you can force a get, etc. Misham ein raya lachshiva mum legabe ish. Maybe if he's epileptic, it's not considered necessarily a mum. The isha b'chol dehu nichol, that famous mantra, which we try to limit as much as we can, but he suggested. V'teida, v'lokotonit nichpek amin mum eyo de ish, v'ein v'yodeinu lichpos v'lo raya berura. We can't take a whip and force him to divorce her because we're not sure whether epilepsy is considered to be a mum to rise to the level of forcing a divorce. Mefarshim say, here, according to one side in our Shaila, he's not even chayav to divorce her at all. Not a mum in the first place. Then we cannot take a chance and compel. But what if for sure he's chayav to divorce her? It's only a question when it rises to the level of kofin from the garish, then we can't force. If the psak is the force, according to the Rove Poskim, then we can rely on the story we said earlier. Fascinating distinction, which exists. Wow. So they're going to come out something very interesting. Maybe it's John the Rush is as follows.
Roy Lahachmi, but not Sega the Rice of the Chumra. Because since the Iker then is Kofin, as the Re and the Rambam and the Riff all said, even if the Rach turns out to be right, but since for sure he's Chayav the Garish, that's for sure, the Rach didn't deny that. You call him an Avari if you're not doing it. And according to the Rav Post, if you enforce a divorce, the get can never be possible in that kind of a case. Never be possible. Others would disagree and say no. Only when the din is kofin also, then he agrees. But other than that, we're afraid to do it. We're afraid. These are very interesting shailas, Rav Post. Fascinating. Fascinating. The question becomes, we'll get to it when we get to the discussion of Kfiyah probably next month. What will happen in the case where Bezdin paskin Kfiyah and they made a mistake? So Shalom Kedin, it's possible. What if it's these kinds of cases where they think it is Kedin and someone disagrees, according to that person who disagrees, does that mean that the get is possible? But Bezdin had a right to paskin what they paskin. Right? Bezdin has a right to paskin what they want. We have a concept of Bezdin paskinning. Let's take one more time once we're here. It's Simon Reish Dalet. Reish Dalet. V'kulu, have a look inside the Mordechai. Ha'yu kaifinu lu b'shotin, di'ilu b'dvarim, pah, lo yivosir evet. Mi hu kol hanid lo katoni kofin, eliyoti v'den k'suba, lo kaifinu lu b'dvarim b'yama, can it push the other point of the rock. Not only can you not use a whip, but also v'lo b'shamta, the Shamto Chamira Minigida, Kidemucha Pipsacha Mamoid Cotton, the Mamarova Mamana Wanagda, Velo Mamana Washamto, Rabosai, a cherem is worse than Malchus. We've prepared Shuas Pekonish Boyan, Arminan, Kabishamto, Hainlinkat Kukuf, Sevachule. So therefore, you're not allowed to put someone in cherem unless he rises to the level of Kofi. Abel Horama, Kona Vashem Rabbe Natam, the famous Archokos. The Nucha Lazos Shana Kabal Olenu Gzeira Shlodisa Vlitanimo Ad Shikabal Iden Get. We're not going to do any business with them. This we're allowed to do. Avolonados Lo. Not in Chen. Can also have been a Tamasa Vechot Shlohoya Meosan Shikof and Lahotzi Vinideu. Someone put him in Chen Ad Shinosan Get. Uposal also get. Vetziva Laslo Get Acher. So therefore we should not be threatening Charomim. Very, very, very important. And we were before in the Shulchan Aruch. Just to show you what happens over here. Watch this. Rambo is very concerned, as he said before, the Shav Get Musa. Okay? Watch this. Komoko Shen Kova Bishot and Eben Adon also. You just saw the Mordechai, you saw it. When we call the Komoko Lingzer, I'll call Yisrael. Shalolas also Shum Tova. Olisa Denimo. We saw it in the Mordechai. He added, not even do any Tov. Catch this now. O Lomul Bonov, O Lekovro, Ad Shigarish. If he's dead, if you're burying him, you don't have to divorce anymore. So either, maybe to bury some members of his family. That's what it possibly means. This is hardball. Not to a person of the son. Or maybe the cover goes on the side, he lost the son. We're not going to bury his son until you give a gerish. Wow. That's hardball, Rabbi Osan. Yeah, they like to do that. Period. This is very, very important to understand. We spoke with this before. This is what we call the Archokos of Rabbi Natan. This is it, Archokos Rabbi Natan. Very, very important. Very important. Okay. So I'm going to show you one more source before I go into the parsha for a few minutes. And that is a Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva. And the Kuf Mandalit. Watch. Ayin v'sefer gvuras hanoshim, written by the Shach. So, Siman Ayin Beis. Heyim v'shem ma'a rival, or you've been late. Deho'in no sha'achokos chashuvim k'nidui Hey, Lazalo Shuba Chokka. Raksha Omla Mutla Kosa Avayana. Who's our cousin Shatov Lahakha? So there are those who don't like the Ramah. Sat of Rov Posim, there are Chashulfan and others who like the Ramah. We're allowed to do impose these, what we call our Chokkas, as long as it's not a Chayr. And once we had in our community, we put our Chokkas in someone, not come to Shul. People said, you put him in a Chayr. I said, it's not, I kept pounding the table. It's not a Chayr. Chayr means we couldn't talk to him. You could talk to him. You just can't come into Shul. If it was a Chayr, it would be a run of problem of getting loose. Let me stop here and talk a little about Parashat Shavuot, briefly, very briefly. Minyan of the Yom, we're talking about in our halacha part. Rashi says when they ask Avraham Avinu, where is Sarah Ishtecha? He says, Hinei Ba'olam. Rashi adds two words. You know what the two words of Rashi are? Oh, no? Two words, only two words. Snuahi. 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 Why do the angels ask? Is there a chumash in this room? No chumash in this room.
Yeah.
Why do the angels ask Avraham Avinu, where's Sarah? The angels. They know exactly. Say Rashi. Was that a chumash in the back? Not the right next to that. Is that a chumash? There you go. Yeah, chumash. Either one. I don't know the English, but you can all have the English. Just want to read the Rashi. We like to call the Rashi's from inside, not just Baal Peh. Heaven has to know Chumash and Rashi. Rashi says, Yodin hayu malachi asher story min hechon haisa. El odia shet snu haisa til chavava baala. Snuhi. We see two lessons from here. Number one, that Sneos is a Maila. Mechabav al-Baila. People today don't understand that Sneos is a Maila. They think it's some kind of put down on women. I already told you already many times in the past, I'm going to say it again. Sneos is a Maila for all people, male and female. We read in our Torah, what does Hashem want from you? Vatznei alecha sim alokecha. Males and females the same. Pasuk says, it's wise to be Sinuim. Yes, there's an additional level of sins by women. Yes, that's the Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. I hope by now you remember the Bereishis. Kivshua Shalot Tayatz Anis. That impacts directly on our halacha. So you remember, recall the Pesach Hoshim said that you can't force a woman to work out of the home. These are kavukos kavuos. And the Rebbe would say in his own Kimea Shamayim Alort. The details vary. Yes. But the principles are eternal. Very, very important. And number two, the lesson is, it is always the responsibility of the Chavev Isha Abad. I may have mentioned this before. How many years were Avraham and Sarah married at this point in time? I'm asking you a question. That's it. Well, let's ask you another question. How old was Avraham and how old was Sarah at this point in time? A little less. That's when Yitzchak was born. 99 and 89. Okay? How old was Avraham when he got married? Not found anywhere to my knowledge in Shas, in Drushin. I think it's the Abar Benel who says he was 40 years old. It means he was married 59 years. And the Malachim was still taking pains to the Chavav al-Baal. There's an expression that they have in these seminars, making a good marriage better. I believe in it wholeheartedly. I'm not the seminars I can't vouch for. But the principle I vouch for, it's an Avon Rashi. What, they weren't happily married? What, they were happily married? The Chavah Bashimor, making a good marriage better. The Malachim did it. The Malachim did it, we can certainly try to do it. We must try to do it. Marriage shouldn't grow stale, Chas V'Shalom. Things change in marriage. You know, they're younger, they're older, one of the prime causes of divorce today in America, in our community, after the quickies, the next one is kids out of the house, empty nest syndrome. They drift apart. They were in a partnership for who knows, for 30 years, scurrying, carpooling, jumping, PTAing, help the skelter. They were in this together, 30 years of joint hard work. Also, the last kid left the house. Chalila drift apart.
You have to rediscover it.
100%. 100%. And it's also important to know the facts are that the physical attraction and connection between husband and wife also gets weaker as people get older. So the combination sometimes of the physical attraction it wanes and the joint effort wanes. That's called known as the emptiness syndrome divorces. It's crazy. If they were able to stay together with all the pressures and all the disyoinis and all of this for 30 years, now life is much easier. There's more money, less headaches, kids are out of the house, and that's the disyoinis, that's the yitzharis. What can they stay together?
So the chiba part comes in.
Exactly.
I once was giving advice to a guy, he was 100, she was 90, and whenever I looked at her instead of him because she was more active, right, she would stand behind him so I would look at him.
What a baby. What a lady. What an ishak shayla. Do you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't have to. Hard to come by. So I'm glad I asked today. People are having a happy. I give you all a bracha. Those who are married should continue to have happy marriages and refresh your marriages as age appropriate and stage of life appropriate. Those who are not yet married, Mr. Shem will talk about that next week, Parshas Chayisara. And the Mr. Shem will find the right spouse, the right time, and enjoy a happy life together. We'll stop here. Wish you all a good chance.